So you're in Edmonton. You're opening for Owen Reeling.
I am.
Tell us about, you know, your experience with Owen and playing here in Edmonton.
Awesome. We started off in Vancouver. This is going to be show number 3 and at the Starlight Theater tonight. So I'm really stoked to be here in Edmonton because last time I was here, I think it was for the CCMAs. Mm-hmm. But it's been really fun on the road with Owen so far.
Yeah. You're playing the Starlight. Do you know kind of the history of that venue?
I don't. I feel like I should.
So it's actually one of like the coolest venues in my mind in Western Canada. Nirvana actually did one of their first ever shows.
You kidding?
At the Starlight Room.
That's so cool.
Like back in early 90s, there's like posters that you can find on like the Starlight. They'll post it on their Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Before Nirvana, like before Nevermind. So like Smells Like Teen Spirit and all those hit songs. They came to Edmonton.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have time to add a cover to tonight. Yeah?
What would you cover from Nirvana?
Oh, that's a good one. I forget which one it was. I can't remember the title.
Lithium, right?
Is it?
I think that's Lithium.
Okay,
No one's fact checking us right now, so we'll say it's Lithium.
Yeah, that
And just touch on your experience with Owen. So this is, you've done a couple shows already. What's his vibe like?
Oh, Owen is great. He's just such a cool guy. Very nice, very kind, very welcoming. Really good, like, songwriter, singer, artist, performer. His shows are great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really, really good. Mm. So,
and I do want to take you back to the CCMAs. That was my second time covering the CCMAs. First time was when I was in Calgary. So I think that was 3 years ago? Three or two years ago?
Yeah.
It was just awesome. I was doing Media Row, and I guess it gives an opportunity for so many different Canadian country music artists to kind of put faces to names. And I haven't had an opportunity to ask you, what was your kind of favorite moment from CCMA week in general?
Oh, that's a good question, because it's like a whirlwind in my mind. I always love red carpet because I'm like a little bit of a fashionista. So I always like to get like a little custom dress made. And walked the red carpet, talked to all the press, and then there was like a little fan zone, so seeing everybody out there after the red carpet is pretty cool, connecting with the people after the red carpet.
I know you probably want to say you were the best dressed on the red carpet, but excluding yourself, who really showed out on the red carpet for you?
That's a good question, too. Oh, my goodness. I'd have to, like, flip through my IG because I'm not...
You know who, off the top of my head, you know Tegan Gase?
Oh, Tegan looked lovely.
Dude,
let's
pick Tegan.
Killed
it. Yeah.
Yeah, Tegan looked stunning. Yeah. I'll second that.
Yeah. She also strikes me as the one that really loves like that fashionista.
Oh yeah, she's got it going on. I love Tegan.
I'm curious to know, you're from Montreal, right?
Yeah, originally born in Montreal.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've always met some French Canadian country music artists, but I feel like it's kind of it's a rarity nowadays.
You know what? Like the country music scene in, like, in the Quebec or Montreal area is growing.
Yeah.
And, like, artists, like, they do pretty well. Like, they have massive, like, support and following. Like, there's a festival called Lasso as well that is, like, booming. And it's pretty cool to see that growing out in that side of, you know, of Canada. I was born there. I didn't exactly grow up there. I grew up in a really small town in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool to see how it's just like country music is just spreading across the nation to become like one of the most popular genres.
I spoke to Dan Davidson. This was months ago, back when he was doing shows out in the UK. And apparently in the UK, they like country music, but they specifically love Canadiana country music.
I have a feeling that like there's a thing. I don't know. It's like this because I got to perform out there, too. I think it was last year or the year before at Long Road Festival in Leicestershire. And there is, a massive, like, fan base for country artists. And I feel like there's, like, a novelty, too, like, for artists that are maybe the Canadian thing. I don't know. But it was just really receptive.
Are you familiar with Donnie Lee?
No.
He's a Métis artist from Fort Saskatchewan. He's on the Canadian country music circuit as well.
Okay.
He's a great guy. I've had an opportunity to talk with him a bunch. And he always kind of shows me like the nuances of just charting and stuff. And he told me that he charts like top 10 in Australia.
Yeah.
And I find that crazy that like across the world, Australians just love Canadian country music.
Australians do. I mean, I don't know if it's like the Commonwealth factor or whatever, but like Canadians do really well in Australia as well. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
You know, I feel like Australians share similarity with Canadians. 100%. I think they're just super nice people, so maybe that's like the energy that brings us together.
I think so. I have a twin that lives out in Sydney, actually.
Really?
So I'm waiting for my chance to like do a festival out there.
Yeah, come on. She's gonna fly you down.
Yeah, we're working on it.
You've been able to, you mentioned you got to travel a little bit for music. What is there a show, is there a city that really stands out among the rest that kind of took you back where it's like, man, like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now?
But man, I think, I think like, the tours that are happening now, I was on with Tennille Towns a couple weeks ago, and now I'm here with Owen. I think it's pretty cool because of so much that's happened this year with the support for my latest single, Hey Mom, I Made It, with Country Radio and my team at Sony Music Canada. And it's pretty, the moments that are taking me aback the most is the fact that people are singing back like the words to the songs. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
That is crazy, especially like when artists go to Brazil, for example, and they might not even know how to speak English, but they're singing the lyrics in English.
That's wild.
That's such a crazy human interaction thing that blows me away.
Yeah, it's there's no words for it, really.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about Hey Mom, I Made It. You came out with a piano version, is that right?
I did, yeah.
What was the reasoning on kind of taking a slower version on that?
Well, some people have asked me, like some people were getting married, like, hey, Sasha, do you have like a slower version for, you know, this is going to be my like mother-son dance, or
wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh no, I don't have one, and I felt like, yeah, I mean, people can use this, it's so multi-purpose right now, people using it for graduations or for weddings or obviously like funerals or and more, but it's like I felt like I wanted a little bit more of an intimate version of it that could be used for other sentimental, you know, celebrations.
How does that feel? Someone comes up to you like, hey, can you slow down this song, I want to use it for my
wedding.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome. I mean, like, it's just, it's great. Like, I mean, the one reel that went like over a million streams just because people are using the sound and sharing like really vulnerable stories that, you know, they resonate with the song and how it impacts them has been wild. And then, you know, everyone asking for a version, and for me to be able to provide that is huge because it's about the fans anyways, right? And I'm so glad that I had that opportunity to do that.
So it's sentimental for some. I want to know why it's sentimental to you. You brought up the fans a little bit. Can you dive a little deeper in that?
Yeah, I mean, this was my first single out with Sony this year. And the fact that it charted top six blew my mind. And it's something that I've been behind in writing as well and sharing my story. It's, you know, it's kind of taking people back to, like, give you a glimpse of my journey and struggles. So the fact that I could be that transparent and vulnerable, mm-hmm. and then people receive it the way they have is huge.
I want to talk about what you got coming up next, but we can't go farther than Christmas because you have a Christmas song cover, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Are you a big holidays person?
I am. Yeah? I'm like a Christmas fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, my tree's up already. and I was already watching Christmas movies in June type of Christmas fanatic. So
I'm going to bug you. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
Favorite Christmas memory?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like you sit back having an eggnog, and you're thinking to yourself, I love the holidays. What's that one memory that like comes in your head first?
That's, again, a good question. I feel like, I don't know if it's a memory or if it's a feeling. I just feel like, okay, if I go back to childhood, the wood stove's on, Christmas tree's lit. Okay, here's a good one. Grandparents, at the grandparents' house, Christmas at grandparents' house. They're no longer here, but it's just definitely a feeling, memories, vibe, the Christmas music that's playing, and they played like more of the classic, like Bing Crosby or, you know, Nat King Cole. It's just all that nostalgic, I don't know, feelings that it brings me back to that.
Yeah, I share similar feelings. I my grandparents, also no longer with us right now. I used to go to Quesnel, BC, and I only went there a couple Christmases, but I remember my grandma, she's French Canadian, they're from Gatineau. She would always make like maple fudge. And she'd always make me a bunch of lemonade. She'd make me like more bacon than I probably should have had as a child. And just so much love, so much, you know.
It's just awesome. Sticks with you. The shortbread cookies and then us getting to bake them and sprinkle them. And
Yeah. If you're lucky and get to scoop a little bit of the dough out of the bowl. So we talked about Christmas. Now we'll kind of look more towards actual recordings. What do you have coming up in the new year?
Yeah. So we're wrapping up. We've got an EP coming out and then an album and some music videos. Mm. So I'm pretty excited to share what's coming out with, I guess we're just starting with the EP, and then I'm really excited about some music videos that we shot in Nashville. That's just going to kind of expand on this story and the music that I'm making.
Man, I wish I could play an instrument or sing, but the one thing I wish I could do is make a music video. How fun is that artistic process for
you? It's the best thing. I mean, like,
are you pretty hands-on?
Yeah, I think, I guess so. I think so. Like, I'm very, like, I have a vision, and I work with people that I've been, like, fortunate enough to work with people that have really good vision. That's, like, they're really good at what they do. But the fact that I also get, like, you know, creative control there or opinion, I feel like it's a dream come true. Like, the last couple of there's one video in particular that's coming out in the new year that we just shot. And nice. I honestly felt like this is a dream come true, like, this kind of production and everything that I've envisioned for this song. Hey Mom, I Made It Too was an awesome experience working with Jeff Johnson. And again, it was like, it's just those moments that you feel like this stuff is manifesting at a level that you've always dreamed of, you know, and really fortunate for it all.
Of course. And if people want to follow you on this journey, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me at Sasha, and Sasha spelled S-A-C-H-A. So Sasha Official Music. That's my Instagram. But if you want to go to my website, it's www.imsasha.com.